The nonpartisan group Justice at Stake says special interest groups have begun to play too big a role in the election of state Supreme Court judges. Spokesman Jesse Rutledge points to the expensive TV ad campaigns attacking the two leading candidates launched this year by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and a group with Democratic Party links called One Wisconsin Now.
Those actors are not necessarily interested in electing judges who will be accountable to the law and to the Constitution. They instead have an interest in electing a certain person under the hope that that person will deliver results rather than justice.
Rutledge says Supreme Court campaigns have become much more politicized since 2002. That's when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Minnesota law banning judicial candidates from talking about their views on controversial issues that might come before the court.
When judicial candidates step out and take positions on hot-button political and legal issues, then the voters are left to wonder if those judges are in fact pre-deciding cases before they hear the facts and the law.
Wisconsin judicial candidates are still banned from discussing such issues, but that could change. Next month, a federal judge will hear arguments in a case brought by Wisconsin Right to Life, claiming the law violates candidates' free speech rights. A ruling in the case before the April election could change the shape of this year's Supreme Court campaigns. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.